The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Before we put you in for conversation, Marco, I want you to hear a little bit of the left's reaction from yesterday's decision from the Supreme Court justices.
I think it's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
We are disappointed by the Supreme Court's ruling today. The Second Amendment, as you've heard the president say, is not obsolete and permits common sense gun regulation.
We just received some very disturbing news from Washington that the Supreme Court of the United States of America has stripped away the state of New York's right and responsibility to protect its citizens with a decision which we are still digesting, which is frightful in its scope.
This decision has made every single one of us less safe from gun violence.
The fact that the court is coming down with its decision feels tone deaf, and I worry that it undermines the legitimacy of the court.
It seems, I don't even have the words, it seems stupid. No, it's worse than that.
That's coming from Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, I think she meant tone deaf, not toned off. But anyways, Marco Gabbarth on
or
the line.
Or tuned out, which is what I am with her show.
Good morning, Marco. Tell us what you see, you know, from your perspective, what this means.
All those sound clips were people that are suffering from severe delusional mental illness, completely delusional. They don't understand that it's the bad guys that have the guns. Mm-hmm. And they're focused. They're completely focused on this, on taking the guns away from the good law-abiding citizens. And the New York governor even said, the last thing we need is more guns in the subway, restaurants, and theaters. Well, isn't it ironic that restaurants, theaters, and a subway have been recent attacks for active shooter targets? Absolutely. And had you had somebody, these bad guys, as we've said before on this show, these bad guys go after soft targets. And they go after gun-free zones. That's what they do. So the Second Amendment is the only amendment that we have to fight for. Mm-hmm. So you guys have a radio show, and you're on the radio all the time. Well, kind of what the Second Amendment is we have a First Amendment right to speech. Does that mean that every time I go on your radio show, I have to go petition the Commonwealth of Virginia to allow me to talk? That's basically what that is. You know, we have amendments and rights, but we always have to fight for the Second Amendment. The good people have to fight for the Second Amendment. And I shouldn't have to fight for one of my amendments because I'm a good law-abiding citizen. Mm-hmm. Responsible gun ownership.
But this is the thing that no one can answer for me. These people who are all about gun banning and gun control, if that is the answer, even if it is part of the answer, explain to me why guns have been harder and harder and harder to get and with every passing decade, and yet the gun violence is increasing. So if that's part of the solution... Yeah. Then why aren't we seeing results from it? We're not, because it's not guns. It's much bigger than that.
But they won't talk about that because they're the ones that have created this mental illness in this country where it's making people violent and making people do what they do. They've created it, and now they don't want to address it. They want to blame it on the tool and not the person.
Right.
And that's not the way we do it. So in New York, prior to this change of the Supreme Court, if I wanted to carry a firearm in New York, I had to prove that, okay, let's say I'm a business owner and every night I go to the bank with a lot of money. Okay, so maybe you can get a concealed permit because you have a need to protect yourself. So does that mean that the lady that gets off work and wants to walk her dog down the street, she doesn't have the means to say, well, I need it for protection as the business owner? Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying is if you want to go take a jog in the park or you want to go to the grocery store, well, you know, you don't qualify for that because there's not a special need. No, the special need is that we understand that attacks are a reality and they happen everywhere to anybody.
Right.
So anybody and everywhere needs to have the right as a responsible, legal, level-headed person to carry a firearm in or outside of the home for their personal protection. And we're discussing legal gun owners. And I think what they're forgetting to say also is that New York now, the Supreme Court didn't say New York is going to say, okay, everybody carry concealed. You still have to purchase a firearm and go through a background check.
Mm-hmm,
you have to
right.
be vetted.
Right,
you
sure.
have to be fingerprinted. You have to answer all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the Supreme Court didn't just say guns on the street now in New York. No, there's still a vetting process, but they're not talking about that. The left is making it sound like that. Wow, there's just going to be so many more guns on the streets. You know what? With responsible gun owners, we have never, not once, recently have I heard a politician say, "What are we going to do to take the guns out of the bad guy's hands?"
Right.
We don't talk about that.
But let's also, I mean, there are other things that they're ignoring that simply can't be ignored based on their own research. For example, if you go to the stats page for the website of the anti-gun group, mm-hmm. Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, this is what you find on the banner. 38,000 Americans die from gun violence every year, 100 per day. And the banner doesn't put in that most of those deaths are by suicide.
Yeah.
66% of that number that you just read
right.
are suicides.
Suicides.
Which brings it
mm-hmm.
down to 11,000. 300 to 500 are accidental discharges from
right.
people not being trained or being
sure.
coached. Brings it down to 10,500. And then 500 are self-defense. Now we're down to 10,000. 90% of that 10,000 is from urban gun violence. Chicago, mm-hmm. black-on-black crime, gangs,
right.
that they will absolutely not talk about.
And
so,
let's not forget
yeah.
the partner and familial violence. That's a huge part of the problem.
Yeah.
The domestic
right.
violence. And you look at the things we've had here locally. That's happened at family gatherings. It's happened
yeah, yeah.
in homes.
Sure.
They're not talking about the war on drugs and the crime
no.
that you just mentioned. And then the violence. What begets violence? Guns don't beget violence. Poverty, hopelessness, despair.
Drugs. Yeah.
That begets violence
mm-hmm.
for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
But they're
That's absolutely right.
They won't talk about any of those parts of the puzzle, though. It's
because
it's insane
to me. Yeah, right. The agenda is to take guns away from us
mm-hmm.
so we can be controlled more. That's the whole agenda.
Right.
Like those numbers you read, Janet, that's the United States is the only country that counts gun deaths as gun violence. They say it as gun violence, and like we just said, suicide.
Yeah.
Self-defense shooting, they're counting all that as gun deaths.
Mm-hmm.
You really shouldn't be counting a legal self-defense shooting as a gun death.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't add that to that number because it's making it sound like, wow, 38,000 gun deaths in the United States, that's a lot. We got to do something about it. Well, let's break them down, but they won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just lumping them all into
together.
One big... Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and my question to leaders in the Lynchburg, Roanoke, Southside community, citizens there, when are we going to make them stop talking about the same old tired gun control narratives? If
right.
we don't address
right.
and get serious about addressing the violence that we're seeing in America
mm-hmm.
from the war on drugs, from the domestic violence, from the depression and the suicides, from the hopelessness and the despair and the poverty.
And what's coming over the border.
If we
yeah.
don't, which adds to all of those
mm-hmm,
things,
mm-hmm.
if we don't start addressing those things, you can pass any bill that you want to. You can put on the show and play the game, but it's not going to do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
You're right.
For saying
that. It's not, but... But, Janet, that's a good point. If we start addressing all those issues that you said, which is the problem, who's it going to circle back around to that created those issues?
Right.
And they know that.
It's government. Yeah.
They know it's going to circle right back around
mm-hmm.
to this administration and prior administrations
and other ones. Yeah.
That have created. That's right. They've created mm-hmm. these monsters that,
mm-hmm.
that go out and shoot people. It's unfortunate. It's a way of life because of the climate that we have in this country. And they've done it.
Right.
That's why they don't want to talk about it. Let's
right,
blame
right,
it on
right.
the gun.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Marco, of course, our go-to gun guru. He's with T4 Tactics, and he is working hard to train folks all around the country. Marco travels all around the world to teach people situational awareness to help keep schools safe, businesses safe, and so that you're prepared for something that, you know, we always say it can happen at where we live until it does. And right. Marco's fighting the good fight. Tell them how they can find you.
My website, T4 Tactics, the letter T, the number 4, Tactics, T4Tactics.com, and they can contact me there.
Nice. Thanks so much, Marco. We appreciate you joining us here.
You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.
You all too. Right. Whew. Always good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Bear says, Virginia law says you need a concealed carry to carry on your own property. Wow. And he was checked for that. Wow.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.